Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
I believe we are live. I believe we also have kind of a slow internet connection, so I'll keep it quick. Hello and welcome to Wisdom Wednesday, July 19th, 2017. Steve Cypress coming to you from the confines of a comfortable hotel room in Chicago, Illinois. You can see a couple of photos of Chicago in the background. There's a downtown shot, and there's the Sears Tower, or whatever you call it now. Tallest building, one of the tallest buildings in the world. Anyway, so I'm not wearing my red Hawaiian shirt. I am wearing a simple red T-shirt. In fact, I'll share this as the rhino of the day, because there it is. There's a rhino on the front of the T-shirt, as I have dozens of rhino T-shirts. I'll be sharing them along the way. One of the rhino of the days. Now, in the background, you see I'm getting to experience the rarest of rare occasions. My beloved but dilapidated, unperforming Mets not only winning a game, but they're winning a game in dominating fashion. Although it was 7-1 when I press record on this, and now it's 7-3. Top of the eighth. They're by four, and hopefully they can hang on here and pull this one out. Maybe not so dominating anymore, and we'll see what happens when I'm done with this, which will only be in a minute, because I just want to share. I had a topic planned today for Wisdom Wednesday, and then my beautiful wife, Michelle, reminded me of the solemn occasion and the kind of a down note, but today marks the one-year anniversary that our beloved doggy, Emmanuel, who spent about 12, 13 years with us, passed away, and that was 1 year ago today. So we still haven't gotten over it. We remember him fondly, and here's the, if I can pull a business nugget out of it, because he would like that, is hopefully you're using your pets, hopefully you're using your pets in your marketing, because even if you're a straight talk Steve, no BS, kind of real serious, over serious guy, people can get to know me, and they can get to know you as well through your pets. And so everyone loved Emmanuel, full of energy, and loved everybody. And he was a runner and a jumper and a player and a spin-arounder and a barker and a whatever. I mean, but here's the deal. What is, you know, why do doggies live such a short life? Like, he's a puppy. Well, we got him when he was over 1 year old, but, you know, it was unbelievable bound of energy, which is why we got him. I said, I want a doggie I can with, and man, we got the right doggie, and he's jumping and running and going crazy, and before you know it, he's an old man doggie, and then he was going, he went deaf, he went blind, he could barely walk. I mean, and that happened so quick. I hear stories, people tell me their parrot lives like 40, 60, I don't know, some ridiculous number of years. So it's a shame. I know I've had, you know, I had a dog, a couple of dogs when I was a kid. So you have a dog and you bring him in to be part of the family. My beautiful wife, Michelle, certainly, you know, he was, we don't have any kids. So a part of our family, and certainly in the last couple of years of our doggie's life, my beautiful wife, Michelle, really was a caretaker and taking care of him all the time, and kind of a, you know, left a big hole when he's gone, which people say, oh, get another doggy, but, you know, we like to have the freedom to travel and enjoy life and do things, and so we're going to see if we take a little time off from getting a doggy, but I suggest you get some kind of pet into your life, and the joy, I never had a cat, I've had dogs, and man, if they're anything like Emmanuel, dogs just bring unconditional love. They forget everything the second it happens, right? You can't yell at them for doing something wrong 10 minutes ago. You know, they're just looking at you, loving you. So, man, the lessons humans can learn from doggies. We could all just be more like doggies and love everybody and forget everything as soon as it happens and just be happy. And so that's a highly recommend that you bring that into your life and then you share it with your prospects, your customers, your clients. It humanizes you. Our doggy, you know, he wrote a column in my monthly magazine I've been publishing for, I think it's in its fifth or sixth year, Rhino Monthly Magazine, and Emmanuel writes a column every month, and he, when he passed away, he had already written. You know, he knew he wasn't feeling well. It wasn't long for the world. He pre-wrote out like years worth of blog posts. So he is still with us and with my clients, with my prospects, people that read my magazine, my editor and the typesetter and the graphic, the whole team that puts it together. And so I'll be posting that soon. And every month you can check out a really funny, witty column from Emmanuel, because he was one sharp cookie, that doggy. And so he still lives on. So, and people, you know, no matter what I write in the newsletter, what brilliant guest columns I have, or I interview some of the time, all anyone ever wants to talk or ask about is the doggy. Hey, that was a funny column by the doggy. They used to, you know, now everyone knows he's gone, but these, hey, how's the doggy? And so, you know, highly recommend use your pets in your marketing. If you don't have a pet, use your kids' pets, your neighbor's pets, your cousin's pets, your front desk receptionist pets, your manager's pets, sales guy's pets, somebody, but in your marketing, everybody loves pets. And it's a way we'll be posting a video from back home. I'll be posting my video from back home tomorrow in way too sunny and hot Arizona. It'll be Throwback Thursday. We will dig into the vault as usual on Thursday and come up with something fun, and we'll tell some stories about it. And I hope you'll join me then. Thanks for being here today, folks.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.